This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
I've tried as hard as I can to stay out of this topic. Because I can't not do it now. I can't not pay attention to this now. Two people have been arrested in Jeffrey Epstein's death.
Couple jail officers have been.
So they arrested them today. So the suicide. Nobody gets arrested on a suicide. They know something's wrong. So it's all bad. And then the lady who came out yesterday with the Epstein thing, the accuser that said she was 14. She started getting groomed by him at 13. She got on the plane, said, "I'm going to sit here." And he goes, "That's where my friend Bill Clinton left."
She got on the Lolita Express.
On the Lolita Express, Brady. That's what the name of his plane was. Now, I don't know if that was on the side. Like that panda that's going from Washington to China, Bei-Bei. Bei-Bei grew up, and you're only allowed to have a panda in America for 4 years before China demands it comes back. And so they birthed it in D.C. It lived, and now Bei-Bei's got to go back. They took a FedEx plane and put a panda on the side of it, and they call it the Panda Express, which is funny, but it's still just a FedEx plane. I don't know if Epstein's plane was called the Lolita Express or if it was like the Epstein thing, but nicknamed the Lolita Express. And if we know about it, then all the people who were on it probably knew, like the little wink and a nod nickname, like that prince over there in England who gave a terrible interview about his friendship with him and said, things happen. What are you going to do? And never once like said he didn't know. And now there's two guys going to jail for what I appear. Every time I look at
Jeffrey.
They
just failed to check on him, John.
Yeah,
they
I guess.
Missed that.
Can't go to jail for it. You just lose your job for that, really. So you can't really be arrested for a guy killing himself when you're supposed to watch him.
The two officers are expected to face charges related to accusations of falsifying prison records.
Now that, they're just trying to dig. Because that basically means we said it was a suicide and it isn't. And these guys went with it and they know the truth. Or something's not right. The whole thing's all shady.
It all stinks.
Oh, it all stinks to high heaven. But
it is not on the side of the plane. It's a big plane.
The Lolita Express is not advertising itself.
They have
a lot of powerful people rolling on that plane.
There's Clinton's seat the day.
It's all bad. And this is why these two prison guards are now going to die. And that accuser's going to die. Everybody's going to die if they come out. Because so many people, if we know its nickname is the Lolita Express. And for those of you who don't know, Lolita was a movie about a guy who bedded down a 14-year-old girl. And it used to be considered romantic. It was a romantic movie. She is my Lolita. And people would say that like she's a little Lolita. They would say that about teen girls before we started to make that really, really wrong here in the last 30 years. When they'd write songs about being 17 and wanting to bang her. And Lolita was a thing. So the Lolita Express, that's clear as a bell. That nickname basically means we take underage girls here and we ship them from A to B. So the girl said that she was with Jeffrey and he bagged her at 14 or 15 and then talked 15. To her afterwards and said, you should cry now. You should go in a room and cry about this because that's what – and just think about all that's happened and then come back in. And then she goes into the room where he sleeps and he goes, touch the floor. And she touches and goes, what's it feel like? She goes, I don't know. It's squishy and soft. And he goes, it's mattress. It's a foam floor. I like for my girls to sleep around the bed that I sleep in on the floor. I'm like, oh, my God. So she goes with these stories. The Lolita Express is a thing. He was very open about his friends. Well, he talked to these 14 and 15-year-old girls. This is where Clinton sits. You'd pick Bill Clinton's chair.
You can sit in his seat.
So everybody's worried about the Ukraine and this impeachment. But I kind of think like maybe if the word got out too much about what's going on here with Epstein, that there could be more damage done to our entire political world.
Well, there was already one step made. He did not survive.
Killed him. But who? And then come out. Yeah.
There's more connections. Andrew.
Oh yeah, he had this. He had his speech the other day.
How deep does it go? I mean, because being a businessman, he had a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Donald Trump has multiple photos
that's what my point
with him.
Bill Gates.
This can be a thing that just unravels every direction. Yep. We're not talking about which side you're on. Clinton's, Trump's, all of them. It unravels so business, Hollywood, all of it starts getting the thread tugged on it, and it's
And that's the easy go-to with the Clintons. And
sure.
Sure.
But there are so many more people, too, that are involved in this.
But if you were involved in this group of people, even if you're Trump and Hillary and all the people are in one room, you're like, we've got an Epstein problem.
Yeah.
Who do we turn to kill? I know two people who are great at it. If you're going to lean on somebody to kill
some
folks,
absolutely.
The Clintons are the ones to do it. Now.
Yeah, if anyone has a seat that said this is their seat,
right.
It's like this is the last thing you need.
Well, Clintons have killed so many people clumsily, and that's a known thing. So that's all right. Not to say that other presidents haven't murdered everybody around them. It's been going on since this country started. Don't fool yourself.
Kevin Spacey, comedian Chris Tucker, took trips with Epstein.
Hollywood.
And not all these people know. No. Maybe they don't know the extent of it.
But
I don't know.
If you ever said, why do you call this plane the Lolita Express? And everybody giggled. They're all in on it. Not necessarily they're all banging girls. But if you had a Lolita Express, Brady, and the RV, if you nicknamed the RV the Lolita Express, immediately my first thing is like, ew, why do you do that? Because my whole young girl's back and forth from school. You're going to get in trouble with this someday. Even if you and Kirby and all of her friends, and she's on a soccer team, climb in the RV and you called it the Lolita Express once, I'm sickened by you for a little while.
Yeah, there's a little. It's
a bunch of hot young girls in my RV.
And this is the audition couch.
I'm going to puke on you now. So this thing to me is the biggest. Like, everybody's got a thread of the sweater. Hollywood. Business, big business, computers, international stuff, our politics. And if everybody tugs at the same time, the sweater just disappears. And you're like, we're sitting back with the tapestry of America all hanging on to this Epstein thing. And by the way, the picture of him that they always show, to me, looks just like Joe Rogan and that old man app thing that was going on a couple months ago. I swear to God, that's Joe Rogan's old man face app. But something's not right. And they arrested the guards today. Saying they falsified documents. Well, I don't know what you falsify about a suicide.
Well, there's plenty of people to throw in the kitty for the murder. Here, I'll contribute.
Yeah. Everybody's in on it. I don't care who pulled the trigger. I mean, think about it. If we all of a sudden we've been hanging out with Toledo and he's Lolita Express guy, and we're like, ugh.
We all get together and
we need to get a guy to kill Toledo, and none of us will ever say, and I don't care how different we are politically or universally just completely on opposite ends, this affects us. So we have to kill Toledo. I hope someone's tuning in right now and doesn't understand. We have to kill Toledo for the greater good of the United States. And who's going to disagree with you? Who's going to sit in there, I don't think so. I think we just let it all play out. No, Bill, no. I'm with Clinton a little bit. I think Hillary can kill him, but Bill and I act like we weren't in on it. One thing Bill and Donald have in common is they both hate Hillary. So maybe they can somehow or another trap her in some triangulation into the murders of this. This is bad.
I get the vibe, like, I don't think that hotel in John Wick is that far exaggerated. Like, there probably is a hotel like that where the people go with the coin, the hired help.
Yeah. Also, he had a ranch in New Mexico called Zorro Ranch. The dude knew how to name stuff. That's pretty sweet. The Zorro Ranch and the Lolita Express.
No neighbors.
Come on.
Surrounded by government land.
350 acres of nobody, and then it was all government protected outside. This is, I kind of want this to all go away without us knowing. Like the Kennedy assassination, which was pointed out to me the other day by Paul Sura. We are in an assassination equinox year. Which the actual date and day are the same as when he got killed. It lands on the same day of the week. And he's thrilled about that, like Kennedy's going to rise from the grave or something.
Maybe they'll
like sing,
share some new information.
He's going to sing Ave Maria from midnight to 12:04 and then go back into the earth. Ave Maria.
It's the assassination equinox.
The funny thing about this whole situation is like, everybody's got all these quotes about Jeffrey Epstein being a terrific guy back in the day.
Oh,
And then now he was
terrible,
evil,
as a monster, just a monster.
But you go back to the early 2000s, plenty of quotes from all of them.
I remember
made
being
a lot of money with that guy.
I tell you what, I remember being on one of the big seats on that monster's airplane, Lolita Express, and I have no idea why I was on that plane. I was drugged. And I had sex with several teen girls, drugged, beast of a man. But back in the day, he's my best friend.
Yeah.
I loved Jeff.
Trump's got quotes,
hilarious.
Too.
Oh, they all loved him.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They all loved him.
Good businessman.
But think about it. Let's
genius.
Let's go down the hypothetical route. What say Clinton, Gates, Trump, all of them, everybody tied, was using this guy to just kids.
We can't have it happen.
What happens to everything?
You have to seal that.
You have to seal that.
Yeah.
I mean, not taking sides and everything. Trump would never, Clinton would never. I know. You've all got your camps and your tribes. But just think about it. What if all these incredibly powerful people were like, we're above the law? Because back in the olden times, we read about it, the Romans, they would take those young girls or young boys and do whatever they wanted with them because they were the power people. They always had like a little stash of youth. It's been a power play forever.
Look at some of the countries that still Europe's
still fighting Spain and I think I can't remember a couple others France, still fighting maybe. To have like 13-year-old age of consent. And it's the powers that be that want it. It's crazy. I'm concerned deeply about like this news getting out. This can't be. The internet has to just knock it off. He killed himself. That's all.
This is like the JFK thing.
It almost is. It's worse. Because yeah, the Kennedy thing they didn't have the internet. People dug and they're like, don't worry about it. You realize the Warren Commission was like 14 years after he got killed. And they're like, here's what happened. The story they fed us took 14 years. And then they still said, could be either one. That's the Warren Commission's thing. It's like a single shooter.
Crazy guy.
We don't know if it was a coup or not. We don't know. That was 1980 when they went back and relooked at the Warren Commission and said, I think a conspiracy was involved for sure.
Why didn't you look into this?
Yeah, well, we did, but it would have made everybody freak out. So let's just say he killed himself and move on, shall we? Because I don't think I want to know.
You don't want all the
I don't wanna know.
Dominoes to fall?
No. No. I've worked too hard for my American cash to have it all go away because Trump and Clinton tag-teamed Lolita. I can't have our dollar and our money disappear on that. You know?
The world's on the line.
Kind of. It really is. Yeah, it's
just
too much.
I mean, that Lolita got around. It wasn't just the States.
No. That thing was flying everywhere. Yeah. And now that they've arrested these guys, that's the first step in kind of admitting probably not a suicide, which we all know.
Don't you kind of think, though, that you'll hear about this arrest and nobody will touch it.
Let's just hope it stays that way. No, that's all I'm rooting.
We'll just keep getting these stupid memes constantly.
I love the memes. The memes are hilarious.
Yeah, it's just.
But bury the real truth here.
We'll have to figure out the accusers to settle that over the estate. That's the area because there's a couple hundred million dollars, and whether they settle out writing checks there.
Right.
I guess the problem is these girls coming back and talking.
Yeah, they need to shut up too. We need to pay them an exorbitant amount of money to be quiet.
Why do you want it all quiet?
Because the truth will destroy everything.
Bring everything down.
No. Because
You're worried about Wall Street?
I'm worried about me.
The House of Cards.
Yeah, the House of Cards. It all tumbles. I don't want that.
Doesn't it need to tumble
poor.
A little bit?
No, I don't want it. Me? I don't need to tumble. I've done nothing wrong.
Because the way the system's set up now is
individuals can tumble. The system does not need to collapse at all. Please, no. God, no. Way too much on that. So, Brady, I need you to say it. The truth will not set you free. Lying is the only way through this, America. It's the American way. We must lie through this. There's too much at stake. We've lied about so many things. Why are we going to start telling the truth now? Everything's
been
a lie.
That's what I want to change. It's like Epstein's a guy that gave a lot of money to people.
Now, like 50 years from now. Then we'll find out the truth when it stops mattering and all the people in question are dead. You can't have them all being alive and still having power. If Gates, Trump, Clinton, and all these other people are still like, we got a laundry list of people underneath us that are doing it, so we're all still in power.
100 years later, you know.
Right. When you find out
this is a girl that poisoned Genghis Khan.
Exactly. You find out that Sally Hemings was Jefferson's love slave. We couldn't have known that then. Tears down the whole fabric of the deal. The guy who wrote the entire existence of our country into a paper, and you find out he's banging slaves, and he likes the brown sugar, and he's got babies with him he's hiding. Can't have that come out until he's way dead.
And they all knew it.
And everybody knew. That's the thing. You know, that Sally Hemings is underneath him an awful lot. Well, I'll just keep that under wraps. There's no reason. We have no internet yet. There's no reason for everybody to know this. Those were actual words. That's an actual quote from Ben Franklin. We don't have the internet yet. Let's not tell people.
One of the best swordsmen there was.
Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, he had so many STDs before there were even STDs. They should name one Ben Franklin. I've got the Ben Franklin bumps. Like, I was killing it.
Hang out in France for a couple of years.
Any way you look at it, no, I don't want the world to collapse because a bunch of horny, weird power people have been humping. Kings have done it. England is riddled with this. And they always waited until they were dead to tell the tale.
Even advised Elon Musk. We can't lose Elon Musk.
We can't
Musk
lose
right
that
now.
Guy. Are you kidding me? If he goes away? This dude's going to have us jetting around at 250 miles an hour on the freeway, and cars are doing it themselves. We're drinking coffee and beating off the porn that's coming in so fast you can't even believe it with our virtual reality helmets. You want this to go away just because everybody talked to a dude who boned kids and knows the truth? The truth must stay buried, friends.
Maybe you're right. You're starting to...
There goes that guy with the broken leg, that poor bastard. See? He can't have the world collapse.
Maybe he's connected. Did he ever talk to Epstein?
Brady missed him. Yeah, Brady actually got up to watch a man scoot.
You keep talking about it. I want to see it.
It's just sad. There's nothing
you can
really
see it every day, bro.
Yeah, every day, Brady. You'll be back tomorrow. Anyway, bury the truth. Much like when you talk to your wife about things you know you shouldn't do. Lie until she believes it. We lie about these things. We always have. It's what's made our nation so strong. We're the best liars on the planet.
He didn't talk to Bezos, did he?
Good God, if he destroys Amazon around the holidays, we're all doomed. Imagine a world where we have to actually go shop for things again. No!
He might be the only one left standing. Maybe he'd take over the world then.
Anyway, Bezos stands there with his throbbing head.
Walk, 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 walk. I've thought of a new invention.
Okay, let him have it. But yeah, that's it. No more Epstein talk. He clearly committed suicide. I don't even want the joke memes floating around anymore. This man was distraught and killed himself over his own problems that no one was aware of. I'm convinced that's a fact because it keeps my money safe from full-out collapses. Because you know if the Trumps and the Clintons and all those people are there, then bank CEOs were in there, and business, and it'll just crash Apple, and it'll crash Microsoft. It'll
interest
crash
rates.
Oh, we'll be paying for this.
Yeah, if we nailed everybody that flew in that jet, I guess.
I'm not paying for this.
It'd be a total collapse.
I didn't do it. Much like Elizabeth Banks blaming me for nobody going to see Charlie's Angels, I'm not paying for this. I'm speaking up. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Case closed.
It's kind of similar to when the banks collapsed.
Exactly.
Just like, here, just take some money. You're okay.
Shh, shh, shh. The people know. They didn't do anything wrong. This is your fault.
We got to can't let it all come crashing down completely.
Everybody's. Well, everything's. We've done it for years.
We're going to let this one go. One of you guys has to take the fall.
Somebody. Yeah, a few of you are going
to
take the fall.
I take you back to probably this date, 2001, where the nation was still reeling over what really happened there over in New York with the Trade Center. And our president went on TV and said, everybody should go to the mall.
Like they sent us money, remember?
Some money. Here's $600. Here's money. $1,200 for couples.
You know you're in trouble when
you should
just
go to the
money.
Mall. Mommy and daddy are in a fight. Go to the mall. Get out. Take this. Here's money. Go on. And we all went, $600? That's great. We went to the mall.
Now we're going to attack Iraq.
The goddamn mall. Now I got stuff I got to do in another country. Give me another $600. Oh, no, we built a beast. What do I do about this Jeffrey Epstein? He's in on it.
He wasn't on that,
Jeff. Yeah, he was. They're all in on it. You know everybody. I mean, Henry Kissinger was on that thing.
I like begging the young girls in the back of the plane, Lolita.
Netanyahu.
When I was working on the Tet Offensive, there was many. I'm getting a blowjob right now. Excuse me, I didn't know.
You enjoy that, Henry. This is the greatest plane ever. We're all getting blown by teens. No one can ever know. Bill, you're my best friend. You are my best friend. Let's get blown by teens. No one can know. And now we're thinking about it. So just shh. Suicide. Cut and dry. Clearest case of suicide I've ever seen. And that's all. We got the hot releases coming up in just a moment. Hopefully, we hot release those prison guards that have been arrested in this case. It's 98 KUPD.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!